The Lake 38 Pro has come and gone. We get to talk to some of the major riders and skiers in this event and talk to the champions. This is the post-event podcast for the Lake 38 Pro, and it starts right after this.
The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You're listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Skiing. This is the TWBC Podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Great to have you on board once again. I am the aforementioned Tony Lightfoot, and this is the post-event podcast for the Lake 38 Pro event. Glad to have you on board, and I'm glad to have the pleasure of the company of both Nate Smith, who's the men's champion, and Regina Jaquist, the women's champion. So, how about it? Who wants to go first? Tell us a little bit about your experience out there.
So this is my first Lake 38 Pro tournament that I've been to. I've been here a few other times just for fun tournaments, but you know, it's always so great coming here. It's such a nice site, and Keith and Karen do such a great job. But you know, we get a couple of warm-up rounds, I would call it, yesterday to try and get into the finals, and then today, not being last off the dock, not knowing the score that I had to beat, I'd go out and, you know, put up the best score that I could and take the lead and just let the pieces fall after that. So pretty excited to come away with the win, though.
What about you, Regina? You seem to have things pretty much under control for the majority of that tournament, right from start to finish.
Yeah, I mean, a little shaky on that round one, just kind of had a little bobble. Glad I got that out of the way at the beginning, and then got dialed in on round two yesterday, and then was able to be last off the dock, know what I needed, and been able to take it for the win. It's awesome to be here at Lake 38 Pro-Am. I actually get to come over here. It's only about an hour and a half drive, and get to ski with the Lake 38 crew. So they actually had me back on my first set back after my knee surgery and helped me along the way. A lot of people have, but it was a nice home kind of town feel to take that win, and nice to have that whole Lake 38 crew there with me to celebrate it.
Well, it was a pretty challenging deal for you, Nate, with the with this competition. In fact, you left the door pretty much wide open for Freddie Winter, who would be last off the dock to take the win. Now, fortunately for you, he came up a little bit short, but you must have been sweating bullets on the dock.
No, I mean, I went out and did my thing. So whether I was last off the dock or not, I wouldn't have changed anything. So, you know, I went out there and, you know, put up the score, or beat the score that was in front of me. So I kind of went out and did my job and just had to let the pieces fall from there. But, you know, it's different not going last off the dock. But also, you know, I had two good rounds yesterday. I felt pretty good about coming in today. And, you know, my scores were pretty much the same the whole tournament. So consistency is what's key when it comes to skiing pro events, I think.
All right, then. So far as you are concerned, Regina Jaquist, this would be around about 12 months post-op.
I can't wait for that 12-year mark.
that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, but 12 months post-op, around about this time, a lot of people would be thinking about getting out there and getting back into the swing of things with competition, but you accelerated your path back into top flight competition a little bit early. Reflected upon that decision, do you reckon, I mean, are you still feeling pain from the knee, or is it something that's manageable, controllable, that kind of stuff?
Well, you'll notice I'm still in the DonJoy knee brace. That's going to be a fact of the matter for the next season, and then we'll get to reassess from there. I am kind of out of the woods as far as the sensitivity issues if you did something bad, but still, you know, no twisting at the moment, and it's just been it's been a journey, and I did accelerate the process, but that is kind of the new standard. I was fortunate to have, you know, the top of the best in the world as my orthopedic, and his process, he was the mental side of it, he was the physical side of it with Dr. Kane at the Andrews Institute, and they get all the NFL players back, and I was on that program, and I was just very fortunate and blessed to be able to experience, I don't really want to have to ever experience that again, but I was fortunate to get to experience the care and the need that you have to do to push that to what the new standards are. I mean, you see all those guys come back. I mean, yeah, they're not back at it, but, you know, they get to it. You see Burrow with his ACL and MCL was back at it and almost won a Super Bowl at 13, 14 months out of his. So It's only going to keep getting better, but yeah, there is still some pain that's along with it, and you just kind of deal with those days as they come.
Now, both of you have now shared the distinction of winning your first three pro events of the season. I mean, Swiss Pro, Masters, Masters, Lake 30, Lake 38. Is it four events did you do?
Moomba.
Oh, yeah, Moomba
as well. He's one up.
Yeah, okay, he's one up. Okay, so basically every pro event that you've entered, you've won. Every pro event that you've entered, you've won. It almost feels
that
like
sounds over good. That sounds you, so good.
You win an event. You win an event. You win an event.
Yeah, we got a good thing going, I guess, you know? So I have to always lead the pack, right? Like, a women's slalom finals is always first. So I've got to, like, go set the standard. So it's kind of, you know, more pressure on me, I feel like.
Reaction to that, Nate?
Well, I mean, we do bounce back and forth on keeping track of who's won which tournaments the most and all that. But, you know, what was fun for me this weekend was riding in the boat for all the women. I thought that was a lot of fun. You know, it's you get to see everyone ski three different times and how they approach, you know, each set. So it was just a lot of fun to ride in the boat and just see, you know, competitors do what I do. So, you know, I guess you've never ridden in the boat for one of my wins, though. I've been in a couple for you, I think.
I've been in the boat with some head-to-heads with y'all, but I never got your boat.
That's true.
All right, then. So, you've won every event that you, between the both of y'all have entered. Okay, now what's happening beyond here? I know you're wanting to go to Night Jam and Jump, but you're going to have to make do with slalom, isn't that right?
Yep, unfortunately, it's not ready yet. Don't want to push any of that. Definitely don't want to go back. But I'll be at LA Night Jam and be Solomon and supporting the Jump event.
All right, and what about you?
You know, I don't have any...
In between getting your twin engine rating and getting your equals up as an official and all that kind of stuff, everything else that you do.
You know, I have no set plans on anything in Europe, but I think there's going to be two tournaments I've got my eye on that I'm going to go to. So I'm going to work on that this week. If I can get the plans set, I'll be there. If not, then, you know, when we come back to the U.S. sometime.
All right, then, your champions, Nate Smith in men's, Regina Jaquist in women's. Congratulations to both of you. And have a safe trip back to wherever you originated from.
Thanks.
All right, joining us at this portion of the post-event podcast, I have none other than the pride of Wandsworth himself, Mr. Freddie Winter, and the pride of Gallatin, Tennessee, Ali Nicholson. So let me first direct a question to you. How did you feel your event went so far as your perspective was concerned?
I mean, I felt like it clearly got better every round. The scores went up each round, which was nice. Yesterday, I kind of had a weird fall at 38, got a little... weird start off to the tournament, but definitely went better today. I felt the most settled by far. I'm pretty happy with my score from today and my podium finish for the weekend.
All right, then. And what about you, Freddie? Because you took it all the way down to the wire so far as the so far as being the last one off the dock is concerned. You know, you pushed the envelope, but unfortunately, just one of those things on 10.25 meters, you got into a bit of a rough start early and you couldn't really make up the deficit.
Yeah, it was all there. And I mean, I skied really well, I think, for, you know, through 10.75. You know, it was I really, really felt good. I didn't feel good yesterday afternoon, but today I felt really good, and I was kind of like, all right, good. I mean, I'm turning both sides, I'm moving, and I just took it easy through one, through into one at 41 through the gate. So I don't know what the hell that was. I just need to figure my stuff out a little bit better, I think.
All right, then. So going forwards a little bit, you've got podium positions. You've earned some money, you know, some gas money to at least get you from here back to Central Florida. I don't know what price of gas is in Central Florida. Is it $9? I don't know.
It's just under five.
Just under five. It's a little under four in Louisiana. So I got you there, huh?
Oh, wow.
All right. So, so Ali, I mean, you're up there in the Water Ski Pro Tour standings right now, where your stock is continuing to rise, and you're growing in confidence out there. Is that a fair assessment?
I'd say that's a pretty fair assessment. Yeah. I mean, we're off to a good start. I made the podium at Swiss. I made the finals at Masters, and then the podium here at Lake 38. So, off to a good start. Growing the confidence and hoping just to keep on that track for the rest of the year.
Okay, how about you, Freddie?
What was the question?
Your confidence level going forward. I mean, is this a bit of a knock, or is it a sign of encouragement going forward?
I'm skiing well. Apart with the exception of two bad boy ones at 10.25 the last two rounds. So, I mean, I've got confidence. There's, you know, I've got a deal with
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few things to deal with that I don't really care to talk about here, but I'm excited to get training. I've got obviously some technical issues that I need to fix. You never stop learning in the sport, so boy 3 at 41s, I can't be falling when I just need to get to 4 and give away a place when I, you know, really should have got second there.
Okay, I'm curious with the KT tape though, because have you been suffering a little bit with your shoulder?
Yeah, I just had a sort of flare up of the same thing I had last year, but maybe 3 weeks before Swiss. And so I took 10 days off and yeah, you know, had it looked at, and so the KT tape is really there because it seemed to help to start with, and I don't want to take it off because it feels really good. So it's like Karim Benzema, who has that, always has that, you know, the guy, I mean, the French footballer, he has that bandage around his wrist because he started scoring when he put the bandage on, and he hasn't taken it off since in like 5 years. So I kind of feel, I mean, it just feels good.
But some people do that with underpants, dude, come on. or is that what you're comparing it to?
I mean, I don't know.
Socks.
I don't want to get hurt, right? And I mean, I feel like, look, I've taken two of the biggest hits that anyone can take out the exit gates in the last 2 weekends, and my shoulder doesn't hurt, so I'm going to keep the damn tape on, and whoever makes this tape is going to be, you know, keep taking my money.
All right, your learned medical opinion upon this,
Hey, I mean, if it's feeling better, I would feel the same way. So
you can't shame me, Tony. I'm going to stay with it. I don't care.
Yeah, we got a long season ahead, so anything that you can do to piece together right
this
now.
This is like tournament number 4 of maybe 17. So
okay, if you went to a pharmacy and the only color they had in stock was pink.
Oh, I wish they had pink. the only color they had was black, and I've been using that. So if someone wants to send me the pink one, I'm good.
All right, then, turning back to you, Ali. I mean, I try to update a little bit of your information going forward. I mean, you live in Winter Garden right now. You're a traveling nurse, and you live in the same house as a good old friend of ours, Jackie Hunter. I'm sure she's delighted that you went on the podium.
Yeah. So I've been living with Jackie since last fall. We've been having a great time.
A lot of jump talk? How to cut into a ramp, all that sort of thing?
She hasn't been trying to teach me that, no.
Oh, she hasn't? Oh, she's slacking.
But there you go. So, going forwards, I mean, you've got a whole a big old slate of events coming up in Europe.
Well, so does Ali.
Yeah. Going to Europe?
Yeah.
It's not that cool that I'm going to Europe. I'm going to be there, right? It's pretty cool that she's going, and she's supporting all the tournaments. She's putting her entry fees in, and she's gonna clean up, I imagine.
Yeah, you're flying to Blighty tomorrow, aren't you? Tomorrow being Monday after the event.
Yeah, I'm getting my jacket ready. It's going to be cold.
Well, you're probably pleased to hear that Wales actually made it to the World Cup.
Oh, they beat Ukraine.
Yes, they did.
Broke everyone's heart. But Gareth Bale, wonderful.
No, it was actually on an old goal by Andrei Yarmolchenko.
Yeah, but Gareth Bale isn't going to retire.
Oh, good.
Ali's like, yeah, no, Gareth Bale for sure. She's
pumped. She has no clue. She has no clue whatsoever. But you're going to be traveling to you hitting Bottas and San Giovasio and Greece and all of those lovely spots.
All five,
and Norway and the UK, the duel, and finishing, of course, with the dual slalom. Side by side, it's going to be an unbelievable.
I'm really excited for that one. Yeah,
it's going to be super cool. So, I mean, and you know, we don't always. I want to say we don't always see the American skiers, you know, the American base skiers go over and do all those tournaments. It's so cool that Ali is going. It really is.
Yeah, I'm super, super excited. So, like, I was able to work it out with work this year, and I'm looking forward to 5 weeks over there.
Oh. 5 straight weeks.
Yeah.
There you go. We're super pumped to have the skiers go to Europe to compete in slalom events all the way across Europe. But that was Freddie Winter, and this is Ali Nicholson. Congratulations on your places, and the best of luck going forward.
Thank you.
Cheers, Tony.
All right, joining me here in the post-event podcast here at Lake 38 is Benjamin Stadelbauer. And I mean, you made it onto the top five. Must be pretty pleasing for you going forward.
Yeah, for sure. That was a good weekend for me. Skied my way into the finals, and then had the final round I wanted. Found the limit out of one ball there, but nothing I can't fix going forward.
All right, then. So tell us about your ski. I mean, last time we saw you was on the Mean Green Machine from Syndicate.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it does raise a point as to how much R&D you do during the season, because a lot of people get the impression that as soon as the season finishes, it's no tournament. You're out there testing skis, wings, fins, bindings, all that kind of stuff. And then you get to a certain point and then you cut it off, and if you've got, you got what you got, and then you move forward. But it's a continual process, right?
Yeah, I used to be a bit more a couple of years back, kind of like you said. I would put the work in the winter, and then I'd kind of settle on something and then go to a tournament with it. But now it's a lot more evolving, and I think it's just better, yeah. You don't waste 8 months of the year not working on stuff. You work every weekend, and you inch your way up. I finished 7th at the Swiss Pro. I finished 5th here. The ski feels better. It's the same one as the green ski. It's the same platform. It's the new platform coming out, and it's stable. It's aggressive, obviously.
It is very aggressive.
And so those are two things that I enjoy in a ski, and I think other people out there are going to enjoy in a ski. A ski that's turns and at the same time is stable. So I found the limit there on one ball, but I think that's more to do, you know, with boots and fin placement, which plays a big factor in the ski. And so that's what we do out here every weekend. You know, we test at the event, because that's when you see if it works or not. And then that will trickle down later down the year onto, hey, when you buy the ski, we know where to put the boots, we know where to put the fin, because I did that today out of one ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, certainly. And I mean, I'm curious about the tip profile of the slalom ski. Now, I noticed with Rob Hazelwood's aquamarine ski, I mean, it was the conventional two-prong, two-sided tip going off to a point. But the tip of your ski kind of like stops at a certain point and goes straight across. I mean, obviously that's by design, but what immediate benefits come from having that different tip profile?
No, I think that might evolve. It's still in the works. So as far as the tip goes, you know, we'll have to wait and see what comes out this summer.
Yeah, and I mean, and I saw your ski. I mean, you looked aggressive. You look comfortable for the first time all season on a ski that you're riding. I mean, I saw you at Swiss, and I mean, grant you, I mean, the ski was looking pretty good, but you weren't 100% stable. Now, a few weeks down the road, you found something that will turn on the back and then give you enough angle to get along with, and then it's up to you to how much more angle you want between the turn and the wakes.
Yeah, for sure. Swiss was the first event on the ski, and the ski is still in the making. And so, you know, with a few more weeks, you can make some big improvements. And that's why I feel like it's important to, you know, push it every week so you come to the weekend best prepared.
Absolutely. So moving forward with your newfound confidence, your top five placement, you've got European events coming up in about a week or so, or maybe 3 weeks. I'm not too sure. My grasp of the calendar is a little loose. In about 3 weeks. So you go to Spain, you go to San Gervasio, you go to Greece, you go to
Norway,
and then you take on the jewel in Cirencester in Great Britain. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And I plan on attending every single one of them and, you know, push it as hard as I can.
All right, then. We certainly congratulate you on your top five finish and wishing you the best of luck going forwards. Benjamin Stadelbauer, put it there, man.
Thanks, Tony.
Good.
Out of breath.
Okay, and our final two guests here in the post-event podcast for Lake 38, Robert Hazelwood and Ali Garcia. Now, first question to Ali Garcia. You took a bit of a huge fall there in the final. How are you doing physically?
I'm all right. My knee's a little sore and my back's definitely a little jacked up. I'm just taking a couple of days off, ice up, and hopefully get back on the water soon.
Okay, I sense the ibuprofen's going to be high on your shopping list.
Absolutely. I already took a couple.
All right, then, as you get ready to head on towards Central Florida. Now, Robert Hazelwood, you scored two at 41 off another top five finish. Are you pleased with that effort?
Yeah, I can't complain. I believe this is my second top five finish ever. So, I mean, I had the second at California Pro, and then that was kind of came out of nowhere for me. So this was, yeah, I'm proud of this. Obviously, there was maybe a few people missing, but for me, it's sometimes tougher because you feel like you need to prove something. You feel like you feel like actually the pressure's on. So it was kind of tough to go out there and know I could do it, but actually putting it out there on the water was a little tougher. And that, I think that could be what happened in the first round. Just kind of got a little ahead of myself and yeah, we'll learn from that and move on.
You were a bit of a sensation in the second round there, Ali, at 38 off, running through that pass with a pretty sketchy start. I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've been working on my consistency at 38. I've definitely been trying to establish myself a bit more with the pro women, and 38's a must-run pass to be competitive. So just learning to fight through it, run it nice, good start, bad start. It's definitely a process. That one wasn't my best, but I'm still really proud of the fight I had in it. So,
kind of like never say die.
Yes, exactly.
All right, then. So, Robert Hazelwood, I mean, you got onto the top five going forwards. Now one of the things that we had going on this weekend, and I'll talk a little bit towards a subject that you mentioned in the last post-event podcast. We were using the S-lines for the first time this season. And I mean, I spoke to the guy behind S-lines, and he's continually improving the product and that kind of stuff. How do you reckon that he's done with his batch of ropes that are used for this competition?
I think he's done a solid job. Obviously, I train behind the HO rope all the time. That's kind of my that's my rope of choice in training. And obviously, I would more compare this one to more of a masterline feel. And I think he's done a really good job there. It's a solid rope. By the third round, you forget about the rope, and that's kind of the job of the rope. You know what I mean? You don't want to be thinking about the rope. You don't. No, I haven't heard a single person really complaining about it at all. And I think that's a win. When no one's talking about it, that means that you've made a good rope. There's nothing really that. I don't almost want it to sound harsh, but there was nothing noticeably bad or good about it. It was just a very solid rope that kept you in it when it needed to. It was soft when it needed to be. It was stiff when you needed that rebound. And it was just a solid rope. Whenever you turn up to a pro tournament, you're not going to be mad if you get one of those.
All right, then. So before I let you two go, Ali, you're going to be traveling a bit in Europe, I believe. Hopefully you'll have an easier time with the Italian railways this season, or will you be going another route?
Definitely going to try and avoid the train station. I figure it and I just don't agree after that whole getting lost alone in Italy fiasco last year. But yeah, I'm going to most of the pro stops. I'm really excited to kind of be on that scene and just travel and enjoy Europe.
All right, how about you, Robert? I mean, because is a trip back to Blighty in your future?
Obviously, I'm going to take any excuse I can to get back to Europe. I think I'm heading there next week to get kind of try dialed in. It's a crazy year. It's a crazy year, and I think the next weekend off is like August. So, I'm trying to kind of commit to doing them all. There's a few that I'm, there's one that I'm on the fence with. Should I take the rest day? Should I take the rest weekend? Vince is here looking mad at me for saying that. But I really want to support every single event that people put on. It's taken a long time for, I don't know anyone that says it, but for skiing to kind of, to come back. I mean, I'm busy this season. We have a tournament every single weekend. I have like 3 weekends off the whole season from now until December, maybe 4 weekends off from now until Miami Pro at the finish. And that's kind of a dream. It's a dream to feel like an athlete, to feel like a professional skier. And it's exciting for me, and I'm sure Ali feels the same.
And Ali Garcia nodding in agreement there in her aviator sunglasses there, are looking quite stylish. And I'm gonna let you get on your way, tow that towboat back to from whence it came, and I wish you the very best of luck going forwards. And Robert Hazelwood and Ali Garcia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that concludes the post-event podcast here at Lake 38. Thanks to to our guests in this podcast. The next TWBC event will be fast approaching, but until that time, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.